Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Olympics roll on. It's been fun this year. I'm almost recharged on the Olympics after growing increasingly indifferent every 2 years with the summer and the winter games. A little jaded. But seeing it through the eyes of our kids this year has been a ton of fun. And I think it's kind of been happening to you guys as well.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. The kids have gotten into it a little bit.
But the events obviously change. There are certain events. Baseball and softball will come back in the next Olympic Games. Things come. And things go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about... In Tokyo in 2021, they boasted a grand total of 33 unique sports. The number dropped to 32 thanks to some reshuffling, the temporary removal of baseball and basketball, or baseball and softball, which returns in Los Angeles in 24.
Why did they remove them?
I'm not sure. Maybe it has to do with whether or not those sports have any interest in the host country.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I have no idea how that works.
I remember when they added those, and everybody's like, it's about time. But who knows? So here are some events that used to be on there that probably won't come back, but some of them would be fun. Tug of war.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tug of war.
How long did they do that? Like in the 60s or something?
It was introduced in 1900, removed in 1920.
Oh, okay.
Initially, teams were comprised of 6 people, but then they dipped it to 5 in 1908 before 8 became the standard for the remainder of its Olympic existence. When I was a kid in school, if there was a day where someone said, we're going to have a tug of war, that was a good day.
Tug of war day was awesome.
It never lasted long enough.
Yeah, we usually had that like on field day is generally the only time we would have that at the end of the school year when you just do different things.
Countries were allowed to field multiple teams, which led to the United States winning gold, silver, and bronze in the dreaded 1904 St. Louis Summer Games. Oh. Now, I say dreaded because they lasted for months.
Is that the one where... it was so hot when they were running the marathon that people were just dropping dead and people were getting car rides.
Yep.
Remember we talked about that.
The guy, I think that was the year that the guy that won had given up, gotten a car ride for a long distance, and then realized when they dropped him off that he was kind of on the route and started running, and he won. It was the winner of the Olympic marathon for a short period of time before they went, that's not right.
They figured it out. Yeah, I remember I was just reading about that too, and I don't remember if it was 04 or not, 1904. But where, like, the number 2 finisher, something crazy. Oh, he had to take they tried to, like, juice him with poison before, this is before steroids.
Yeah.
So he had to take, like, a 1 hour nap. Otherwise, he would have won, but he had to lay down for a while. And another guy took a nap. Another guy ran in dress shoes because he, like, showed up in his work clothing or something like that. The Russians showed up 2 weeks late. Because they were still using the Julian calendar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This event, something that you've seen? Hot Wings has participated in it. I doubt anyone else in the room has. It was an event at the Olympics from 1896, when the modern Olympics returned to Greece, until 1932. 4 times it was an event. Any guesses? The classic gym class event, rope climb.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
wow.
Did anyone other than Hot Wings ever do the rope climb?
I did.
You did?
I did do that one time.
You did?
I did. Mm-mm. Elementary school, maybe middle school. Yeah, I remember in elementary school, it was like, because it was in the gymnasium, which was also the cafeteria. But,
yeah.
So it had a super high ceiling, and they were just like, go ahead, just climb up to the roof.
It's crazy now.
It seems really
dangerous.
We had
the rope at our high school gymnasium. I don't remember ever seeing one person on it other than when somebody would get it around to get it off the little handle it hung on so it could hang freely and just to screw around. usually swinging on it and then getting in trouble.
Yeah, that was the first time that I exceeded anyone's expectations and felt good about myself about something because I wasn't particularly strong, but I was so light. I was a really thin kid, and so I was strong, I guess, for my size. And I went, most of the athletic kids, quote unquote, for like third and fourth graders, would go about halfway up and then run out of gas. And I went right to the top and I smacked the roof. And they, like, I felt like they were going to throw me on their shoulders and shit. Like, it was awesome. It was so cool.
There is one of our dudes is relatively thin for his size, kind of like you. Mm-hmm. And they do the arm hang.
Okay.
And his brother came home and was like, hey, he set the record for that again. And I said, you did? And I said, way to go. And then he said, yeah, I had the record before, but it wasn't as long because I finally just had to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother's like, yeah, he can stay up there forever.
Yeah, he was locked in.
He just gets bored.
Yeah, that's the way.
All right. Another Olympic sport that was but isn't. In the 1900 Olympics, when the City of Lights hosted the Olympics for the first time in Paris, this competition was held, and it was also the last time this event was featured, ballooning.
Ballooning?
Ballooning, like hot air ballooning? Like hot air ballooning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's not necessarily, well, I would say that's not necessarily athletic, but
it isn't, and not fun for spectator sports because it was based on distance and duration of flight, and the gold medal winner, Henri Delaveau, set a record in both those categories by traveling 1,925 kilometers in the air from Paris to Kyiv, Ukraine, over 35 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
So they just sent them up and said, see you later.
See
in 1900. How did they track them? Like, send a postcard when you get there.
I mean, I guess that's what they would have to do and then telegraph back.
Or just some poor doofus on a bike that had to follow them the whole way on the ground.
I will say, though, setting up the balloon and taking it down, like putting it away, that's a lot of work. Feat of strength.
It is.
I went up in one a couple summers ago, and then I had to help my crew that I was with roll the balloon up and like take it down and everything. Yeah. And it was a day where the air was soup and it was exhausting.
I bet. Imagine them bringing this one back. It was an event in Paris in 1900. I believe only that year. Live pigeon shooting.
Oh my God. Really? Live pigeon shooting?
Live pigeon shooting.
That's so sad.
Oh my God.
Paris Pigeon Club. A thing that had existed at that time, where six birds were released at once and the shooters were only eliminated when they missed two shots. As after the event was done, the ground was littered with over 300 dead pigeons. As the winner had shot down 21 of the 22 opportunities.
Wow. Good shot.
Which Olympic Games was that one?
1900.
1900. Wow.
From 1908 to 1948, you could have participated in the 100-meter running deer shooting event. The athletes were tasked with firing at a target on a fake deer on a track that traveled 75 feet in a span of 4 seconds. So it's down on a track.
Oh, okay.
So the deer is, I thought maybe the athlete was running and you were shooting at a stationary target, but no, you're standing still and then...
So basically, fake deer goes flying by. Shooting at the little fake rabbit that they have for greyhound races or whatever.
Yep. That lasted for quite a while.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's several decades.
Athletes had to hit one or two shots to the target, which initially featured concentric circles worth 4, 3, and 2 points before it was swapped out for the deer target with 5 scoring locations. If that wasn't enough shooting, you could also have entered the pistol duels. Held once and only once in London in 1908. The duels in question differed from their historical counterparts, as the participants were armed with wax bullets and wore protective equipment to cover their faces and bodies. All right, in that case, bring that back.
Okay, so this is like pre-paintball.
Yeah. I could see paintball being a test sport someday. Croquet was a sport for a while as well. Great Britain won too much, as was polo, also dominated by Britain. But those aren't as fun as like pigeon shooting and stuff.
Yeah, I think I would watch polo. Never really watched polo. It's not on television very much. It seems very difficult.
It does.
To control a horse.
That
and,
would not
like,
be my
have
vibe.
A giant mallet while
yeah.
doing it. There's a there's a place not far from me. There's a lot of people that own horses near where I live. And there's a place where they have like an arena. And every couple of weeks, they have a polo match out there.
Mm-hmm. They do?
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah.
You're rich enough you live where people have horses and play polo?
Well, they do at that place.
Everybody get them. Eat the rich, everyone.
My uncle played polo, my uncle Grayson, and him and my auntie like raised farm or had a farm that had retired polo horses and things like that. And he played until, check this out, he fell off of his horse and then his horse fell onto his femur and broke it in half.
Oh, God.
Right in half.
Oh, man. Did they shoot him?
Terrible.
No.
Like, wouldn't that be like
no, the
just the desserts?
It. Yeah.